Second Kings chapter 8. I'll read verse 6. And when the king asked the woman, she told him. So the king appointed unto her a certain officer, saying, Restore all that was hers, and all the fruit of the field, since the day that she left the land, even until now.
Amen.
I read it again.
Amen.
So the king appointed unto her a certain officer, saying, restore all that was hers, and all the fruit of the field, since the day that she left the land, even until now.
Amen.
There is hope for you.
Yes.
There is hope for you.
Amen.
That's what we want to look at briefly. Why do I say so? Because the greater restorer is here.
Amen.
To do what? To restore us.
Amen.
We thank God for the theme of our camp meeting, and indeed that is the season of restoration.
Yes.
And I'm thankful that God brought me here, that God brought you here.
Yeah.
And that God brought us here.
Yeah.
You know, when the Bible says, if the prince of this world, they would have known what they were doing in crucifying Jesus, they would have not done it.
Yeah.
And if the devil would have known that bringing you here would have resulted in victory, you would have done worse. But you won, like we were told. You know, well, for the many years I've been, I grew up in this country, I've been in this country, or before I came, or when we were growing up, I knew that, well, whenever I have something that is broken, that is faulty, we always had someone who can put their hands on it, and the thing will be fine.
Yeah.
Maybe if we're playing and then broke maybe my toy, we take it to someone, either an uncle or mom or daddy, and they do something, you know, just to put it together.
Yeah.
Even if it has to tie it with ropes, and for us we'll be fine.
Yeah.
Our thing is restored back to us.
Yes.
And many appliances, when you talk about TV, radio, and so on, even batteries, when we buy batteries and they go flat, we put them in the sun to try to recharge them, and we still use them. But lo and behold, when I came to this country,
yeah,
I realized that they don't repair anything almost.
Yeah.
Out of experience, I had an old phone, and the phone just would not take a SIM card. I could not use my number.
Yeah.
All I could use is the Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
And I took it to some shops. Please, can you repair this for me? The men look at it and say, throw this away. I said, what? I was so disappointed.
Yeah.
Because I went there with a hope.
Yeah.
That these people, they can help me, because they call themselves, you see, they will write label, cellular repairs, you know? Cell phone repairs. That means you can repair. But he told me, don't bother about this, throw it away.
Yeah.
I was so disappointed. They could not. And until today, I had to get a new phone. Praise God.
Amen.
And another experience, a very bad one, which I had, is when I was doing my degree. When I was at the University of Ghost, I was writing my research. And I did my chapter one, chapter two. And, well, I don't remember if I had a copy somewhere else. I know it was on the PC, and all of a sudden, you know what happened? The PC just went blank. Hey, I was scratching my head. I said, what is happening here? I tried to check my emails. I tried to check my USB drives. There was nothing.
Yeah.
Wow. And for students, you know how sometimes those places can give you a sleepless night, of course, and all the work that evolved. And when I was thinking that, it's like I don't have a copy anyway. Well, I took it to, I remember there are people who repair again. You know, the software engineers and so on, computer repairers. I took the box, I took it to them. Please try to solve this because there's an important information that I need.
Yeah.
Well, they tried what they could to no avail.
Yeah.
I took it even to the to the men at my university. I took it to the IT lab. I said, well, guys, here's something for you. Please help. This is my problem, and I need to retrieve what is in it. Try to restart this. They tried to no avail. I was so disappointed, but well, it took me a while to rewrite again and start all over and make adjustments and until I finish my chapter. But the one which I lost.
Yeah.
But coming now to our text,
yeah,
we have a wonderful story.
Yeah.
Wonderful story indeed.
Yeah.
We remember, you know, these are Shunammites who had been so kind to Elisha for some time. And the time of famine was coming. And Elisha, as a man of God, he remembered the kindness that has been extended to him. He told the woman that, come, you know what? Something is going to happen.
Yeah.
Better pack your things, you and your family, move to somewhere else, because there's going to be hunger here. There's going to be famine, no food in the land. Well, the woman are healed today, advice of the men of God. You know what she did? She packed all her family and they went. For a period of 7 years, they were out. Can you imagine what would happen to our properties, to our land, to our house, and so on? They will either have a new owner. Well, those days, once you lose your property, become the property of the king. It becomes the property of the kingdom.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happened. But at the end of the 7 years, the woman returned. She remembered to go back home.
Amen.
God has preserved her life, the life of her household, and she came back.
Yeah.
When she came back, she had nowhere to stay.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how difficult that will be for someone to say, I'm going home, and I'm going back home, and you have no house to stay. You have nowhere to put your head. You see, everything is taken over by the state. But she went to the king to plead her cause.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? She went to the king to plead her cause.
Yeah,
because she knew, okay, all right, we have a king in the land. She went there to explain her problem. And while she was there speaking, you know, the servant of Elisha was right there with the king.
Yeah.
And the spirit of God just put him in the king to ask that servant to record, to try to retell some of the good deeds that Elisha did. And the Gehazi was going on. How he healed the leper, how he prayed for the leper and healed, how he did that, this and that, and then how he raised the woman's son who was dead, how he brought him back to life. And while they were speaking, the woman came, was right in front of them, and said, "Oh King, you know what? The story I'm telling you, this is the woman.
Yeah.
This is the woman of the mother of the son."
Yeah.
The king said, "Oh, woman, is that true?" Said, "Yes, my king. It's true." And that is the background of that verse we read. What a beautiful reply from the king. Restore all that was had and all the fruit of the field. Since the day that she left the land, even until now, it was a great restoration. Can you imagine how happy the woman will be? How joyous she will be? Getting even what she did not work for. But because she knew it was her own, it was now accruing to her. You know, it was now given to her free of charge.
Yeah.
Well, the great restorer, more than the king, is here.
Amen.
The great restorer is here.
Amen.
He's available and willing to give you even more.
Amen.
Than you can think of.
Yeah.
Than you can imagine.
Yeah.
That you can fathom. Is here.
Amen.
I hope you are going to take advantage of that.
Amen.
Because that is going to be your testimony.
Amen.
Remember, I said you have overcome already by reaching here.
Yeah.
At the place where we are talking about restoration.
Amen.
Not only you here, but those who are hearing us.
Amen.
All those who will hear us as well. Restoration complete shall be available.
Amen.
To all.
Amen.
Just like it was done to this woman here.
Amen.
Look at another story as well of another person who felt that he was so hopeless, and that was the story of Mephibosheth.
Yeah.
In Second Samuel chapter 9. Let's go there quickly. Second Samuel chapter 9, verse 7 says, "And David said unto him, Fear not, for I will surely show thee kindness. For Jonathan thy father said, and will restore thee all the land of our souls thy father, and thou shalt eat bread at my table continually." Verse 13 said, "So Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem, for he did eat continually at the king's table, and was lame on both his feet." Many of us know the story of Mephibosheth, the son of David's dear friend. You know, when David remembered that, well, Jonathan, my friend, is no more, and he had promised to show goodness to him, kindness to him, he was worried in his spirit. And still inquired and found the descendant of his friend. And that was the man Mephibosheth. But there was a problem. He was a cripple. He was lame man. He could not walk. But when he came to the house of David, David did not remember about his incapability, his deficiency. He right away called him unto himself and said, "Oh, okay, from today on, you are going to eat on the king's table.
Amen.
You are going to dine with me."
Amen.
And as he said, so it was.
Yes.
You can imagine the joy that was within Mephibosheth.
Yeah.
He could look at himself. Me, a lame, maybe even to jump on the chair for him to sit on the table. Maybe some people have to help him because he's a lame man. But he was just happy that he's in the presence of the king.
Amen.
He was just happy that he's at a place where he did not belong,
Amen.
Where he did not see him sitting. But you know what? That is what restoration can do.
Amen.
That is what restoration can do.
Amen.
Because of the kindness of his father, he was now reaping the benefit.
Amen.
Why? Because restoration was at his door.
Amen.
And that is going to be a story as well.
Yeah.
Why? Because we have a restorer,
yeah,
that is capable.
Yeah.
Unlike those people who couldn't repair my gadgets,
yeah,
who couldn't solve my problems.
Yeah.
This restorer we're talking about is an omnipotent God.
Yeah.
Is an omnipotent restorer.
Yeah.
I hope you know what that means.
Yeah.
There's no impossibilities with him.
Yeah.
There's no impossibility with him.
Yeah.
That's why he's a great restorer.
Yeah.
And you know what he's willing to do?
Amen.
He's willing to restore us tonight.
Yeah.
He's willing to restore me tonight.
Yeah.
He's willing to restore all of us.
Yeah.
Oh, glory be to God for that.
Yeah.
You know, Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 4, we read that there's a hope for a dog, an animal, that is alive than a dead lion.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if the Bible is saying a dog, it can be a puppy or whatever it is, but it's far better than a big lion or lioness that is on the ground. That is dead, no life anymore. How much more you? How much more me?
Yeah.
The Bible said we are of great value.
Yeah.
We are more than the birds,
yeah,
of the field. We are more than the lilies of the field. We are more than the sparrows. Why? Because God has invested a value that is greater than that of animals.
Yeah.
If there's hope for a dead dog, for a living dog, you who is alive, not only alive, but you are here,
yeah,
you are listening, you are sitting at the feet of Jesus, ready to receive your restoration.
Amen.
Is God not going to do it for you? Is God not going to do it for me? Is God not going to do it for us? You shall just remember that. If there's nothing else you can remember, just say, God, I'm of more value than a dog.
Amen.
The fact that I'm alive, I thank you.
Amen.
Forget about how much you have been through.
Yes.
Forget about how much the devil has subjected you to.
Yes.
Just say, God, I thank you that I'm alive.
Amen.
The fact that I'm alive is a sign that restoration is on the way.
Amen.
And that is what God is going to,
yes,
do. First of all, he's going to restore you in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Why? Because that relationship needs to be mended. You know, our forefathers spoiled such a beautiful communion, which God had purpose for everybody of us. But we thank God that he made a second plan. And that is why Jesus came.
Amen.
That is why Jesus died.
Amen.
To be the sacrifice.
Amen.
To be the substitute.
Amen.
For what was damaged.
Amen.
And that is the first thing.
Yeah.
You want to be restored back to God.
Amen.
You want to be a friend of God.
Yeah.
You want to be acquainted with Jesus.
Yeah.
And that is what Jesus is going to do. If you are not saved, you are going to tell Jesus, "Jesus, I want to be restored back to the Father.
Amen.
I want to know the Father.
Amen.
I want to see the Father."
Amen.
And you can only do that through Jesus.
Amen.
When you confess your sins, "Jesus, have mercy on me."
Yes.
Jesus, I have sinned.
Amen.
Jesus, I'm in trouble.
Amen.
But I thank you that your blood was shed for me.
Amen.
As you believe it, the work will be done on your heart,
Amen.
In your heart.
Amen.
And you are going to be restored.
Amen.
Back into the fellowship with God,
Amen.
With God the Father, with God the Son, with God the Holy Spirit. Oh, what a sweet fellowship it is.
Amen.
Are you counting losses over what we have been through? Be it financially, economically, in various ways, of course, as we know it, the great restorer is here.
Amen.
The great restorer is here.
Amen.
Oh, we thank God.
Amen.
Because he's willing to restore.
Amen.
He's willing to restore.
Amen.
Before we pray, let's look at someone in the New Testament. That person had no hope at all. He had no hope at all. I'm talking about the man in Mark chapter 5. The demoniac Gadarene, the man of Gadara, who was mad, completely mad. You know, that man, there was nothing that could stop him.
Yeah.
No one could tame him. Chains knew his power. He could just bust them asunder. No matter what man did, this man would not be controlled, be brought to control at all.
Yeah.
For you to see a hopeless state of a person without Jesus, for you to see an hopeless state of a person without God, look at this man.
Yeah.
He would sleep in the tomb. For him, it's a bed, it's a hotel. He would eat on a rubbish bin. For him, it's a restaurant. You see, can you imagine? But I thank God that you did not reach the point of that man yet.
Yeah.
You did not reach the point of that man yet. That's why you are sitting here, sanely, well dressed, but you are a sinner. Seated here, sanely, but you are burdened, but you are broken, you are wounded in heart, in spirit. But what Jesus did for this man was marvelous.
Amen.
Jesus changed his insanity to sanity.
Amen.
Jesus brought order in his life.
Amen.
The man was now a good man.
Amen.
He could allow to be dressed.
Amen.
And even sit there calmly.
Amen.
That is what restoration can do.
Amen.
That is the power of restoration.
Amen.
Jesus restored him back to his state. Say, no, you are not born. You are not born mad. You are not born to be like that.
Amen.
When Jesus spoke, there was a normality.
Amen.
There was calm.
Amen.
Why? Because of the power of restoration.
Amen.
What a great restorer we have.
Amen.
What a great restorer we have.
Amen.
Romans chapter 8, verse 32. Romans chapter 8, verse 32. Let's see, what does it tell us? What hope and promise does it give you a name? It's saying that he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? It's a question. I like that there's a question mark there. And you know who is going to give the answer? You.
Yes.
You are going to reply that. It's for you to answer. You say, is he not going to give us all things as well? If he gave us such a great restorer,
Amen.
Who brought order to the world,
Amen.
Who brought order to the human race,
Amen.
Who brought a calm peace to the human race,
Amen.
Who made the way that the whole world can be turned back to the Father.
Yeah.
Is he not going to restore you tonight? Is he not going to save you tonight? Is he not going to reestablish you tonight? Is he not going to reawaken you tonight? That is what he's here to do. That is what he's here for to do. He's going to restore you. Do you want that restoration? Do you want that restoration? Come before the pulpit, Jesus.
Thank you. Oh Lord, we know you can do it for us. In Jesus' name we pray.